This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, January 31st, 2025. Amateur radio operators from across the country and even from around the world flocked to Florida in February for the annual Orlando Hamcation, one of the largest and most anticipated hamfest in the country. Hamcation includes all of the popular mainstays of a full-featured convention, including exhibits and vendors, swaps, tailgate, and food. A full slate of forums will cover emergency communications, outreach to younger audiences, teens and college students, and high-tech topics like software-defined radio, remote operating, antenna design, and the fascinating world of Pico balloons and tiny transmitters. This year's Hamcation will also host the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention. This highlights the region's most active amateur radio community and member volunteers from Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. ARRL representatives, including ARRL Southeastern Division Director Mickey Baker, N4MB, and Vice Director Andy Mazzulli, KK4LWR, will be in attendance, along with First Vice President Christian McIntyre, K6WX, and CEO David Midster, NA2AA. It's a great opportunity to engage with some of the key voices in the world of amateur radio and to find out ways that you can volunteer and extend your support for ARRL. For those eager to get hands-on experience, attendees will be able to operate special event station W1AW/4 throughout Hamcation, so be sure to carry a copy of your amateur radio license with you. There will also be satellite operating demonstrations organized by ARRL members Sloan Davis, N3UPS, and Tom Gaines, KB5FHK. A helpful addition for navigating the sprawling event is the ARRL Events app, which is free to download for both Apple and Android devices. The app will help you find and schedule forums, track prize drawings, and locate all of the vendors. It's a great way to make sure you don't miss any of the action. Visit your app store to download the app and search ARRL Events. Orlando Hamcation is February 7th through the 9th, 2025, at the Central Florida Fairgrounds and Expo Park in Orlando, Florida. More online at www.hamcation.com. The first field session of the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology reached 9 New York City area educators, but the ripple effects will reach thousands of students. The session was held at the Staten Island Technical High School, home of a thriving and active amateur radio club. It was led in part by Everton Enriquez, KD2ZZT, an educator at the school and a TI graduate. In August of 2024, 49 of Enriquez students earned their licenses. All 9 teachers came away with their amateur radio licenses if they didn't have one already, and the training, knowledge, and excitement to integrate amateur radio into their science, technology, engineering, and mathematic lessons. ARR Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, says the results seen in hundreds of classrooms across the country speak for themselves. Amateur radio is a great platform upon which students can learn and experiment with STEM areas of instruction, said Goodgame. It allows students to participate in hands-on activities that give meaningful connections to lessons that would normally be abstract in the classroom. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology is funded entirely by donations to the ARRL Education and Technology Fund. No member dues go towards the program. The success that teachers across America are seeing is the result of hundreds of donors trusting ARRL to invest in the future of the hobby through educating and inspiring the next generation of hams. The program is free to educators. Many of these success stories are highlighted in the Radio Waves publication. Radio Waves aims to showcase how educators and licensed class instructors are getting their students and local communities involved in ham radio. Editions may be read online, or members can sign up for a free email delivery. We're seeing the results of the work we put into this program. Young people are getting inspired, licensed, and active in amateur radio, said Goodgame. The time we commit to this will pay dividends to the hobby for generations to come. Other sessions are planned for Texas and Southeast during 2025. Interested educators can apply as well. Learn more at www.arrl.org/TI. Ward Silver, N0AX, dropped us a line about the NCJ North American CW Sprint on February 2nd, 2025. Imagine a weekend without a single full-bore pro football game. No more pregame jabber hours, no amazing on-screen graphics and gadgets, no breathless halftime reports or injury updates. What is a right-thinking person to do? Well, how about the CW Sprint? The NCJ North American CW Sprint runs on Saturday evening, February 2nd, 2025, from 0000 to 0359 UTC. Or as they say on TV, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Logs are due on February 9th, and complete rules and regulations are available at their website. Teams of up to five persons can be registered on the contest website at any time, right up to the start of the contest, so let the funny names begin to flow. While the only multipliers are NA countries, U.S. states, and Canadian provinces, contacts from anywhere count for QSO points. There are lots of opportunities for DX friends around the world to make a few QSOs and set a record for their country. And as a reminder, the March Ritty Sprint is March 9th. Thanks, Ward, for the information. Paul Zerbinski, W9KHO, an employee of Ham Radio Outlet in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, received a certificate of honor from HRO President Robert Ferraro, W6KR, for 60 years as an amateur radio operator. This is just the second time that award has been presented. Zerbinski's history in radio dates back to 1964. After being honorably discharged from the United States Air Force, he began working for High Gain Electronics in Lincoln, Nebraska in 1967. Then he began working at the Amateur Electronics Supply in Milwaukee. In 2016, when AERS became HRO, he became the most senior sales associate, and he continues to work at the HRO Milwaukee store today. ARRO Wisconsin Assistant Section Manager Tom Chehea, KG9EE, extended his best wishes to Zerbinski. Congratulations, Paul, for your dedication to the amateur radio hobby and to the amateur radio industry. Some changes in the ARRL Utah section to report. Brett Pruitt, K7BDP, has been named the new section manager of the ARRL Utah section. He has previously served as the section emergency coordinator and has been active in leadership of his local amateur radio emergency service ARES group. Pruitt has been instrumental in expanding the use of ARDEN networks within Utah. He was appointed to the role effective February 1, 2025. That change comes as current section manager Pat Malin, N7PAT, resigned from the role for health reasons. Malin has served in that role since 2021. President George Washington's 293rd birthday will be celebrated by the Mount Vernon Amateur Radio Club, MVARC, K4US, in Alexandria, Virginia, on February 15, 2025, from 1500 Zulu to 2000 Zulu, and on February 16th, from 1500 Zulu to 1600 Zulu. Club members will be operating from the Mount Vernon Greenhouse on the original grounds of the former plantation of George Washington and his wife, Martha. Frequencies include 7.042, 7.242, 14.042, and 14.242 megahertz. QSL cards and additional information are available by contacting the MVARC website. Shanghai Coast radio station XSG will host a global amateur radio special event on February 12th to the 13th, 2025. Using its standard call sign XSG, the station will celebrate its 120th anniversary and World Radio Day. Established in 1905, Shanghai Coast radio station has used the call sign XSG continuously and, apart from the Global Maritime Distress and Safety System, has maintained Morse code telegraph services, preserving its historic significance and operational excellence. The event operation schedule will be from 0000 UTC on February 12th to 2400 UTC on February 13th. All contacts with XSG will be crossband contacts, and XSG will operate on its authorized frequencies outside of the amateur radio bands. XSG transmission and receive frequencies can be found at ARRL.org in our news feed, as well as information on receiving a QSO calling card. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. AMSAT's Fox Plus will have a critical design review, or CDR, towards late May, according to Mike, K4MVM, AMSAT Fox Plus systems engineer. And launch of the newly designed 1U CubeSat is planned for late 2025. Also working on this project are Andrew, KA3WDW, the mechanical instructional engineer, Cliff, K-E-8-J-A-E, and Will, working on software. Leandra, AF1R, an electrical engineer, and working on hardware. And Patrick, KB8DGC, a system engineer and PacSat liaison. We will have more information about the satellite, the planned frequencies, and the date of launch as we get closer. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, many great contest opportunities. January 31st, the UKE ICC 80-meter contest. That's CW. February 1st and 2nd, a load of contests here. The LABRERS Digi Contest. That's digital. The VHF-UHF Vermont QSO Party, CW Digital and Phone. Also on February 1st and 2nd, the 1010 International Winter Contest, single sideband. That's phone, of course. February 1st and 2nd, the European Union DX Contest, CW and Phone. The F9AA Cup, that's CW. February 1st and 2nd as well, Mexico RTTY International Contest, digital. The Minnesota QSO Party, CW and Phone, and digital. The FYBO Winter QRP Sprint, CW Phone and digital. February 1st and 2nd, the AGCW Street Key Party, CW. And on February 2nd as well, the British Columbia QSO Party, that is CW and Phone. Also on February 2nd, it's the North American Sprint, that is CW. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, February 7th through the 9th, the Orlando Hamcation, hosting the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention, that's in Orlando, Florida. On February 8th, it's the Hendricks County Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Indiana Section Convention in Danville, Indiana. February 14th through the 15th, the Yuma Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Southwestern Division Convention in Yuma, Arizona. And on February 22nd, HamCon, hosting the ARRL Vermont State Convention. That's in Colchester, Vermont. And don't forget to search the ARRL Hamfest calendar and convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to Clay County Aries in Clay County, Florida, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.